AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The verdict is in Georgia.
Count one, malice murder. I find the defendant guilty.
Jose Ibarra was convicted of killing nursing student Lakin Riley in February. Prosecutor Sheila Ross says the evidence was overwhelming.
The defendant's DNA is under the right fingernails of Lakin Riley. And it is only Lakin and this defendant in that sample, and no one else.
Ibarra got into the country illegally 2 years ago. Susan Smith is asking a parole board in South Carolina for her freedom.
I would like to say to whoever has my children that they please bring them home.
Smith was convicted of killing her two sons by rolling her car into a lake in 1994 with the boys strapped in their seats inside. The U.S. vetoes a U.N. resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in the Gaza war.
The Security Council vote was 14-1 in favor of the resolution, but the U.S. veto killed it. Deputy U.S. Ambassador Robert Wood says the Biden administration worked for weeks to avoid a veto, but since the resolution is not linked to an immediate release of hostages,
the United States could not support it.
Israeli Ambassador Danny Danone said earlier the resolution was an outrage, a betrayal of the 101 hostages.
It abandoned the hostages, rewards Hamas.
But Algeria's ambassador blasted the veto, saying the actual reward is for Israel, which is now free to continue its genocide of Palestinians.
In this chamber, you enjoy immunity.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A plan in Louisiana to make all the state's public school classrooms post the Ten Commandments remains blocked under a federal appeals court order. This is AP News. Ford is cutting thousands of jobs overseas.
Among the reasons, weaker than expected sales of electric vehicles. There's also pressure for more competition, and there are those headwinds from the economy. Ford will cut 4,000 jobs in Europe and the UK by the end of 2027. Ford is headquartered in Dearborn, Michigan. In a statement, the company says the auto industry is in a period of disruption as it shifts to EVs. Ford is not alone in suffering these headwinds. Volkswagen has said it's thinking of closing as many as three of its plants in Germany. That's according to its chief employee representative. I'm Rita Foley.
Pope Francis is revising the funeral rites that will be used when he dies, simplifying it to emphasize his role as a mere bishop and allowing for burial outside the Vatican in keeping with his wishes. Francis turns 88 next month, and there are no signs he's in poor health. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.